Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I went to the white man's college because I wasn't open with my mind yet. My third eye wasn't open yet.
But if Melissa would have went to any school in the United States, I would have went there.
Kevin, please. That's hilarious.
It. If she would have went to Hampton, I would have been like, hey, right. You.
So if she went to Spelman, you would have been.
What y'all mean? We can't. This discrimination is what it is. I want to.
Kevin would have had a wig on for the full 4 years.
Hey, girl. You study for your test.
That girl is big and loud.
I would have been right there at Clark or Morehouse. If she went to Spelman. But that the majority of the choice was, like, it wasn't even a thought, really, because everybody in my class was going to UW. It wasn't like, and honestly, the counselors in Washington were not like, as a black student, you have options at HBCUs. Mm. I don't think my counselor even knew what an HBCU was. Because they don't come past the Texas, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no, in El Paso, there was none.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tony has a vendetta against El Paso.
El Paso, El Paso.
Man, I can name 5 worse cities than El Paso.
What?
Bakersfield is the number one worst city.
But no, it's got to be big.
Bakersfield's not big?
I think Bakersfield's
not like El Paso.
So El Paso, what do you mean by big? What's big?
How big is El Paso?
El Paso's huge.
Minimum 500,000 people.
It's got a lot of military.
Bakersfield is small.
That doesn't count.
Why does the big
because
matter?
It's a lot of shitty small cities. But El Paso is a big city.
678.
See?
That's big. Humongous. That's like it's Portland. That's bigger than Portland.
A lot of Texas cities that get way more recognition.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
It's very West Texas.
On the border of Mexico and New Mexico. Oh. Like, literally.
It's over there.
So the wall.
You can
they got
see
the
Mexico. 1,000.
Yeah, you can see Juarez from El Paso.
Juarez is closer to your car.
El Paso is bigger than Portland.
Yeah.
El Paso
is crazy. That's
like, how whack it is.
it's not whack.
It's a waste
Why?
Of bigness.
What makes it whack? It has everything.
Because it's huge.
Tony,
but
what
is it missing?
What happened to you in El Paso?
It doesn't have any character.
Everything.
We used to go all the time.
Spanish character?
No. It's El Paso is bigger than Boston.
El Paso is
That's
humongous.
Crazy.
That lets you know
no, this
how whack
sucks.
It is.
This city has to be awful.
It's that
For a
big
city to be
nobody,
that big and nobody,
nobody
talking,
cares.
They didn't even have like a salsa after them. No,
it's
there's
not
no
that.
Song.
Tony,
there's
Tony
no...
hates the Hispanic culture.
No,
what?
No.
There's so many Hispanic culture.
No.
El Paso's rich
in New Mexico.
Culture.
I lived in New Mexico for years.
Man, give
He's
me
a New Mexican.
A New
Is
Mexican.
That the term?
El Paso
the
just
Mexican.
Doesn't
Did
have
go
no.
By
it's way too big to not have a professional sports
yeah.
team, like a major one.
That's no
big.
Protein.
No protein.
No personality.
What's the personality?
No character.
Yeah, El Paso.
There's no vibe.
It doesn't
no
have
nothing.
Personality.
Yeah, El Paso sounds like a minor league baseball town.
It is.
Oh,
the Diablos are big.
Oh, El Paso. We got a 3-gamer in El Paso this weekend.
El Paso is the first.
You come to El Paso.
All 5 black starters.
Yeah.
In an NCAA team, and they won, and they had a movie.
Yeah.
How's that for character?
That's great.
Yeah. It still feels
but the movie
like a town.
Flopped.
Yeah.
Did it?
Was it Glory Road?
Glory Road.
Well, nobody saw that movie.
I love Glory Road.
El Paso sounds like a town you go to on a bus.
Oh, you definitely got to
Greyhound. You get out the Greyhound in El Paso and get
Not
some
even
lunch.
Boat.
You bust to El Paso.
Nah, you don't hear the big...
You don't fly to El Paso.
El Paso.
You got 10 minutes to use the bathroom.
You know
for
you can see Mexico from here. That's the appeal. You can see Mexico from here. That's all they
People
got.
Coming and going.
That's it.
You got the university, UTEP.
Yeah.
You have El Paso's really big though because of the military base.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a military.
Yeah,
town.
Fort Bliss is
a lot of military towns.
A lot of military towns out there.
Humongous military.
A lot of military towns is trash.
Yeah. What?
Except for San Diego. San Diego is probably the best military city of all time.
San Diego is the best city in America.
San Diego is a city that you don't feel like the military should be there.
Right. Like, what are you doing here?
Norfolk is a good military town. It's by the water. Norfolk. It's by the water.
Norfolk's
great. You got all of the branches.
Yeah.
Norfolk.
Norfolk.
San Diego is a city that the military has a higher time being serious in.
Right.
It's a little too nice. You need the military in a bad town.
Yeah.
You need to send them out to Edwards.
Oh, my God.
Where they can't be happy. So they can take their job seriously.
Yeah.
Chris, what's her name? Chris, the guy who's Guardians of the Galaxy, he has a military show based in San Diego. What's his name?
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
He has a what?
The Terminalist.
Wait, was he? Oh, the Terminalist. It's on Amazon.
He is fantastic.
Is that out already?
Oh my God,
it's on Amazon.
It's out. But he is based in San Diego, and it's just like, how you keep the people? The military gets you in those crowded towns, and you're just like, I'm not even gonna leave the base.
Yeah,
but San Diego is fantastic. Serious.
They train the SEALs down there.
SEALs are crazy. It's just like El Paso, man.
Every time I go down to San Diego, I'd be seeing the big helicopters doing stuff.
It's a real deal. Yeah,
no, they got
no. We're safe.
But what's the five cities worse? Well, you had your list.
I wasn't going based on size.
You was giving me small.
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield is trash.
Bakersfield is trash.
But that's too small. What about like an Indy? What do you think about Indy?
Okay, Indianapolis. I hate that city.
Yeah, Indy's
El Paso is worse.
Indianapolis is just like every other Midwestern city. If you hate Indianapolis, you hate Milwaukee, Detroit.
I know. I love
Detroit. You hate all of those cities. It's the same.
Indianapolis, I hate. Cleveland stinks.
It's the same.
El Paso is worse.
Cleveland is one of the worst.
It's because they're so hard to get to.
It's the same as Indianapolis.
It is. First of all, Indianapolis is way more old and industrial.
Yeah,
this country is more country than I realized.
I was like,
all of the Midwest is country.
No, hold on.
Yes,
not compared to Indianapolis. Indianapolis and Chicago do not look the same.
There are parts.
It's crazy that they're that close.
The outskirts.
No, we're not talking outskirts. The inskirts in Indianapolis is country.
There's parts of Chicago, Indianapolis, Cleveland, you wouldn't tell where you were.
You don't know. Yeah.
If you're just on this block and you're saying you're in Chicago now.
And just some cold breeze comes off water.
Brick house.
Yeah. It's... The wind is disrespectful there, too. The way that it hits. It's,
three?
Cleveland is better than El Paso.
Wow.
They got sports teams.
They're always going to get that.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is great.
I don't know why they can't get a team down to El Paso. Okay. I don't know what's happening.
They got the Browns. They got the Cavaliers. They had LeBron.
The Guardians, too.
Come on. Now.
But
they,
I hate this.
They filmed the Avengers
Buffalo,
there.
New York stinks.
But they got Niagara Falls and a sports team.
I can't defend Buffalo. But they got Griselda. They got Conway the Machine. They got Westside Guns. They got Benny the Butcher.
What about
they got the Buffalo Bills.
What about Jacksonville? Jacksonville's
I like Jacksonville.
I love Jacksonville.
You like Jacksonville.
You like Jacksonville and you don't like Indianapolis?
I'm going to tell you why.
I like Jacksonville.
It's
huge, by the way.
Yeah, gigantic.
It's way bigger than you think.
It's the biggest city in Florida.
Yes. I've had so many great shows in Jacksonville, I can't rate it lowly.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't had great shows in Indianapolis, and that always seeps into my
Jacksonville.
The Cleveland Improv is in the worst place. It's on some docks.
Yeah.
Drug deals.
It's an old bridge.
Sex.
It's mildewy. Bats.
Oh, yeah.
It's
just murders.
You got to play hilarities. This is a nice club.
And Pittsburgh. Yuck.
They're all
Pittsburgh.
I hear all same city. Those are all the same city.
Train tracks.
I think, but here's the difference.
Destruction.
Kill
when
them
you
like
go
the
there, you got is not
the Midwest.
But when you go there, you know that's the problem with Jacksonville. Is Jacksonville? I walk around. I'm like, it's nice, but I don't like it here. Like I've never seen more people smoking at the beach.
No.
than
Florida.
In Jacksonville. No, Jacksonville. That's not it. People just go, gotta get this fresh air.
It's big, though. That's one thing. It's too big.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is huge.
This is hilarious. The number one thing to do, according to TripAdvisor in El Paso, is this scenic overlook. Look at that drive.
The overlook.
This is the scenic overlook.
I'm only defending El Paso because Tony's coming at it.
El Paso
as a resident of El Paso, it's the worst
city. You know it's trash. Why are you doing this?
You're saying all the stuff I said. There's nothing to do here.
Number five. The number five top thing to do is the National Border Patrol Museum.
Stop it.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, man? Trash.
Greg, top of this episode, El Paso sucks. That's on the ranking.
That's number five.
Why is there a museum for Border Patrol anyway?
Oh,
it's big business.
The zoo is nine. This is a sad zoo.
What's number two? What's top two?
Number two. Okay, here we go. The number two is Huco-Tanks State Historic Site.
Oh, my God.
Number three is Franklin's Mountain State Park. This is just
outside.
That might be cool.
Mountain State Park.
Four is the Plaza Theater. And Border Patrol.
Marquita, who's on Patreon, said, I saw Kev live for the first time in Indianapolis, but I'd rather go to Chicago.
Oh,
like, she lives in Indianapolis. Yes. I would rather drive to a respectable city like Chicago.
I can't defend Indianapolis.
Hey, Indianapolis.
But it's better than El Paso.
New Year's Eve, Helium Comedy Club. I'll be there, everybody. I'll be there, and I'll be happy to be there. Yeah. I'm not a great New Year's Eve choice, but... it'll be a good show.
That's a good time. One night on, you doing the full weekend.
I'm doing the full weekend.
Okay, yeah. I'll be in Tampa for New Year's Eve.
Hold on.
Yeah.
At the Tampa Improv. One night
only.
I think
Texas has like five
we'll
in
text.
The top 10.
We'll Two send screenshots right. of Tampa versus Indy on December
30th. I like Tampa's better.
Yeah.
El Paso is the 22nd largest city in the United States.
See what I'm saying?
Wild.
I'm gonna list you the 10 cities after El Paso.
See?
D.C.
Oh.
Dang.
Great. Las Vegas, by population, Las Vegas, Boston, Portland, Louisville,
ooh.
Memphis, like Detroit, that. Baltimore, Milwaukee, Albuquerque. Albuquerque is much larger than I thought it was.
I like Albuquerque.
All of those cities be popping.
Technically, it's bigger than Atlanta, but
well,
Atlanta has a bigger metro.
Yeah.
All of those cities get mentioned. By people.
Nobody okay. brings up El
Nobody
Paso.
Nobody says El Paso
right. no,
except the salsa.
Nobody says
except the salsa.
I was on my That's way it. To being the most famous they person don't. From El Paso, black person, until Khalid came
but
out.
But you're from like five places.
I am.
Yeah.
Like, let's get down to it.
But the first
where are you from, so, my brother? Where are you
where
from?
Where do you
brother?
Say you're from?
It depends. I honestly don't feel like talking about it ever.
Okay, okay.
When you're a military brat, I usually just say I'm a military brat.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like
That's Mel, my wife, too. Same thing. I'm from nowhere.
Most people don't have this experience.
Yeah.
You just live in the same place or you move once.
Yeah.
So I was in El Paso from 1983 to 1993.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, which is enough to say you're from there right. to me.
Yeah.
Right? Then I moved from there to Virginia for 3 years. North
Virginia,
Carolina,
what part?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay.
Fort something. Dang, I don't remember. Alexandria, Virginia.
Fort Military.
Fort Army.
Fort Armed Service.
It was actually just a fort
Virginia.
My dad built
really
in the living room.
The military
he set up the...
Fort Fatigue.
they're saying my mic's messing up. Let me see. Say this correctly.
Fort Fatigues.
Fort Belvoir. That's the name of it.
There
somebody's
it
mic is cracking.
They're saying it's staticky.
Is it my mic?
I thought it was just me, but the mic is going out.
So
hold on, just, let me listen on you.
It's just their computer.
He's blaming them.
Yeah. He's like, I don't hear it, but this thing.
That's on your gateway.
His mic may be somebody else's.
Cal computer.
Let me listen on my laptop.
It's Cornelia's energy.
Hey, come on, man. That's hey, cracking. My brother. How are you going to do this? what gifts?
No,
because you quit standing.
I am, hey, I'm done.
Yeah. Sick of you,
I'm
going to
come back. I'm just tired of y'all.
Did you see at the store the other night?
One, two, three, four, five,
Rosie
six, seven.
Rosie O'Donnell came back.
To stand up?
Stand up. She just said after 8 years off.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
The strike got everybody coming back. Will
you know,
Ferrell was
yeah,
doing stand up.
That's
like,
true. Everyone's like,
Midwest
so the stand ups aren't on strike because we won't unionize because we're drug addicts. We would never do it.
Right.
Do it. They've tried, like, stand ups try to unionize before.
Okay.
They'll never
it's
do
okay
it.
Now.
But that's funny. The strike
so
got
10 years in El Paso.
strike.
3 years in Fort
Bragg. That got boring.
3 years in Fort Bragg. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Back to El Paso for 10th grade. Then Washington for 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started rising in popularity from Washington, and I came from Washington to L.A. So people are like, where are you from? Oh, I moved from Washington. So that's why it's like, he's from Washington, me from El Paso.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't
13
like
years
it.
In Washington, though.
That's
a lot.
During
want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about today's sponsor, Earn In. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so watch your payday. The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, Kevin, 10, 12 years ago, really could have used this. Small children, tight income situation, no room for breaks. Just give me my money and I could leave a tip if I want to. Just give it to me and I'll give it right back. I could have did that. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google app or Apple
App Store. When you download the EarnIn app type, saw this under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Once again, saw this under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And now, back to the show.
Your formative
from
years.
Six, that's what I say. Years, yeah. I said I was born in El Paso, born and raised in El Paso, but I became a man in Washington. I mean, from 16 to 29, I was in Washington.
I mean, if you have to choose between Seattle and El Paso.
Well, it wasn't even Seattle, though. It's Tacoma.
I'll take Tacoma. Tacoma's, I mean, I'm still federal way. That's Tacoma's nicer than where I was at.
Tacoma.
What's
gritty
in Tacoma?
Yeah.
The smell.
It's
the dome.
There's a paper mill there.
That's like Alabama. Where is it? There's a city in Alabama that smells like greens. Like college. Yeah, it's a paper mill. Yeah, it smells like greens.
Paper mill, it makes the worst smell ever.
Really? It smells like you think someone like farted in the car in Tacoma. It's Tacoma aroma is what they call it.
They call it Tacoma aroma. So, yeah.
It's had a little come up, but it's like, not to do my bit here,
and
but it's like still not that nice.
Alabama. Yeah, it smells like Alabama greens. We used to go on college tours in high school, and we went to the Alabama schools. As soon as you pull over that damn, like off that freeway, it smelled like green juice.
Collards?
Yes. It smelled like collards.
You don't want your city smelling like that.
Paper mill smell awful. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're here too. I saw this on the internet. This is a podcast where me and my comedian friends, well, two of my comedian friends, and Cornelia works a regular job here.
She, my friend in HR.
She's a civilian.
My comedian friends and my friend in HR.
Yeah. Shut up.
We talk about random stories on the internet, and sometimes we just chop it up before we get to that. Today we have Cornelia Stradwick, Dustin Nickerson, and Tony the Baker.
Yes.
Today's first topic. Oh, and also, the comedians don't know the topic before I say it.
Mm.
All right, today's first topic. Oh, I must say this too. All the topics from today's episode are from you, viewers like you, who submitted them to Internet at Kev on Stage. You guys have done great. All we ask is that the stories are old, not pop culture, not new, but they're funny and interesting. So today's first story. Woman goes viral for buying a 1998 Ford Escort. Ford.
Escort?
The Escort?
Escort.
Ford Escort?
Was it split or was it
Hold on. Now, what did it buy?
Sorry, what was it?
Who made that? Where is that?
Was it short or was it the long skirt?
It's a Ford. It's a General Motors.
I'm going to look that up on Urban Dictionary. What's it?
Ford Escort for $289 a month for 84 months. This is the picture of her car.
Oh, look, she happy too, though.
$289.
She about to turn up in that
so 84
Escort.
Months is what? 6 years?
Jesus.
$289
a little over 6 years?
How many miles on it? Is that
800,000 miles.
What?
I'm sorry, no.
How many?
Oh, it didn't say. It didn't say.
Oh. How many months was that?
7 years?
Oh,
72 is 6 years.
How many miles? My daddy got a 1993 Cadillac with just above 100,000 miles on it.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Was the owner just sitting on it?
It was his. He just drove to work and came home.
They don't say
went
how
to the
many
grocery
miles
store
and
went
it.
To the bank.
Dang.
It got just over 100,000 miles. How many miles on the Escort?
It didn't say. It didn't
she
say.
Just bought this?
She just bought it.
Aww.
February.
That's not her first
year.
Car.
A 98?
I know. It got the bow. It has the bow
on
it. A
98 Ford Escort.
Dang.
$289.
My brother had like a Ford Escort back in the day. He got it in like 91, though. And I wanted one. Listen, I was like, man, I want one.
So, but maybe that's her first car.
And listen, y'all can say what y'all want. I would have been this baby.
Yeah.
I paid my 96 Honda Civic. I ain't never said this out loud, I don't believe. It was a 96 Civic. I turned in my Ford Focus and got myself and Melissa a car. I got a 96 Civic for $99 a month. Mm-hmm. The whole loan was like $4,000.
Mm.
And I was like, monthly. The guy was like, you don't have $4,000? Monthly, please.
Oh, my God.
I got 99 every month. And Melissa's dad was like, 99? How much money $4,000 is when you're like 20?
That's a lot.
Oh, that's
dog.
So much.
How?
Yeah.
I'm not. How? I've never.
My
and nose
would
I've never
bled.
Even had $1,000.
Yeah. I'd be like, 4,000? I'll never get a car. Never seen that kind of money.
What was your down payment?
No down payment.
No down,
so
no
down payment, yeah.
Let me tell y'all what I got.
Yeah.
I bought two cars that day. I bought a Honda Passport, which I didn't realize is just an Isuzu Rodeo with different words on it. And I drove that, and I got Melissa a car.
Yeah.
And we had a 2003, I believe, like Ford Focus.
Yeah.
Turn that in for two worse cars. But because I got two cars,
yeah.
I was like, came home, I was like, look what I did, baby.
Man.
It was like a 96. Yeah. Huh?
So wait,
like,
what was your first car?
My first car was a Geo Metro.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The driver's door didn't close. So it was
didn't
red.
Didn't close?
Didn't close all the way. It would never stay closed. And the guy who gave it to me, it was a gift.
This is why he drives bad.
Yeah.
He had to get used to holding the door
in place.
Yeah. I didn't know. I turned on the freeway, and the door opened, and I was just like, driving Melissa around with my arm out the window. Eventually, it kept getting worse and worse. Like, it would stay closed for a while, but if you turn, it would open, and then eventually it just didn't go.
Yeah.
So I taped red duct tape around it. And I remember one time I picked Melissa up, and I opened her door, and she was like,
It's like when your hands are full, and you got to put something under the arm, but you're doing that at your driver's side
1,000%
door on holding I-5.
How long were you doing this?
In the rain?
I taped it closed. Probably like 2 months in.
But wait, you taped it close. So every time you got in the car, you had to put a new little thing of tape.
No, you went out the passenger.
I went out the passenger. In the summer, I just climb in the window like a NASCAR driver.
You had to get in through the passenger side.
So you climbed in the passenger seat.
Was it gray tape?
Did you set up the little
red tape?
Oh, red tape.
I found red tape so people wouldn't know immediately.
This is terrible.
So one time I opened the door from Melissa, she was like, thank you. I was like, I actually
had to get up in here first.
Yeah.
Slide by you real
quick. She really liked you.
She loved
me. This is how much I watch movies. I immediately went to an action sequence. So Kev gets jacked by a villain. Like, he's like, all right, you get in the passenger seat, I'm going to steal your car. You stay right here. Kev was like, all right, go ahead and drive the car. And the villain doesn't know about the door opening. So he's driving reckless. He's driving. He hit the corner. He just flies out of the car. Kev was like, he got in the wrong car today. I immediately thought of that scene. Because he's going to be driving ready. He's not going to buckle up.
Not my Geo.
Oh, no.
He just robbed the bank. He was like, man, move over. He just flies out of the thing. The money bag. Money flying.
You picked the wrong Geo Metro.
It's Robert De Niro from Heat. Flew out of the whip.
That reminds me of Heat. The worst part is the nigga from Allstate.
Oh, Usher's dad?
He was working at the cook in the back line. He recruited him at work.
At work.
Hey, man, you cooking eggs? Come rob this bank. He was like, you know what? You're right.
He cussed the manager out, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And this job. You feel me? I'm about to bigger and better things, man. Fast forward to him getting shot in the head.
Got shot like 12 minutes later.
But you
during
know.
During the same shift.
Same thing. Same thing, though, as you saw that car and you knew there was a point in your life where you would be that person. I bet you've each had one job where you're like, I would pursue a life in crime.
Oh, absolutely.
I do it every day. Instead I still do it now.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Right now.
If the right opportunity came about.
100%.
When I was busting tables at Outback Steakhouse, if the right person would have come in and said, I can give you an opportunity, it would have been a different crime for me. I'd probably cooking meth out of the glasses or something. But absolutely.
That was me at Enterprise. I worked at Enterprise right out of college.
Oh,
so you wash a car, full suit on. I'm in the hood of D.C. I'm in Northeast on Benning Road in the hood, washing cars, scraping off
suits.
Windows and
full
shit.
Suit.
Full suit.
Wow. I interviewed
you
for that job.
They
used
told
to make
you
wear
suits.
The management training program, you're like, you're going to be a manager, but also if a car needs to be washed, you
get
gonna wash
there.
It.
Wow.
Get
in your
back
suit.
There and wash. So you out there vacuuming with the damn thing, the holes.
You gotta throw your tie over
you. Gotta be like spraying your face. People used to steal the cars. People have to steal them back.
Steal a car.
So when you work in the hood of Enterprise. You know, people be trying to put down fake credit cards, cash.
Yeah.
They be coming in with coupons. Like, I got a coupon, $20, like anything. Somebody stole a Nissan Sentra. We couldn't find a Nissan Sentra.
And your boss came to you and said,
"No, so I went,
you got to steal it back."
No, I went down the street for lunch.
Uh-huh.
and the dude who stole the car was working behind the counter at the Subway.
He stole it. He was at work.
He went to work
in the stolen Nissan Sentra.
I look in the parking lot. The car is in the parking lot.
Yeah.
He had tinted windows on it. He tinted it out.
He tinted it out?
Before he went to Subway?
Wow. This was weeks back. Like weeks,
oh, weeks later.
We couldn't find the car. Weeks passed. He took tinted windows. He put the spinners on it.
He couldn't afford, he couldn't afford the car and the tinted windows. He's got, I can get the pieces. Wow. I just need to steal the car. Look,
I got plenty of money to dress it up.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went back. I could afford the furniture. I grabbed my sandwich, went back, and was like, yo, the car at Subway. So my boss was like, yeah, let's go get our shit back. So we went to the Subway. Let's get our stuff back.
He's Mr. Enterprise.
Man. He's like, let's go get our shit back.
So we got in the car. He had the spare key.
Yeah.
We go inside Subway like, yeah, you know, regular day.
Yeah.
He gets in the car, drives off. Boop, boop. Blew the horn. So the dude and stuff. He's like, yeah, like his stuff was in the car.
He did this?
CDs was in there.
You should have got a raise for that.
Did you look at his CD collection?
Yeah. I didn't look at it, but it was like,
I've been all
you should absolutely get a raise for that, because you can go to Enterprise and go, we added value to this car. We brought this thing back worth more money than it was before. This is a premium rental now.
Well, imagine? It just sat in the back. It was just in the back with the
he's
spinners
making
on
an Italian BMT, and he's watching his stolen car get stolen. Yeah. You want more? Let's hold on a second.
He can't even get mad.
Hey, what happened? They stole my stolen car.
My stolen car, man. My stuff is in there. He had a sandwich in his hand. My shit is in there. The meatball subs.
You lose a lot of credibility when you get your car stolen back by Enterprise. Who stole your car?
A group of kids.
You're right.
We were all under 24 years old. Like,
that's
crazy.
This 23-year-old girl in a suit stole.
So what happens after that?
The car is a wash because you can't put it back. You can't re-rent it. Once somebody does
really?
Stuff to it,
yeah.
He put tinted windows on it like the hubcap spinners. Like, you can't do nothing with
I
it.
I would love to rent it. I imagine
that's what I'm
like,
saying. Yeah,
man,
yeah,
we got the Sentra with the tinted windows on the spinner. Yeah. Give me that. I don't need this. Elantra?
So it hits your books as like a loss.
Was charges
so fresh? Why y'all steal it back then?
Because it was the principal.
That's what I'm saying.
You
what's the most?
Take the car.
Oh, principal. Like, it's the y'all still out. Y'all was standing on business.
Yeah.
We stand
I would do
business.
That.
Yeah.
I'm like, you think you going to steal on my ship?
Exactly. You got to pull it up.
Let me get the steak and cheese. Foot long. Put everything on it. You got the
toast it. I need.
You got more peppers in the back? Go get the peppers.
You got to let the community know.
I'm skeeting out tough, too. He come back with the peppers. He like
with the cheese.
They
bread.
Got me, man. They got me. The peppers.
The peppers, man. I knew it was something about the peppers.
Something about the peppers.
Don't nobody ask for the peppers.
Because I looked for everything that was missing. I was like, y'all ain't got no black olives in here? Look at the black olives out the back. Ski.
Enterprise car back with the screwdriver. Y'all have the key. Nah, man. Nah, I'm stealing it.
You peel out the Enterprise E in the parking lot.
Man.
Just like,
that's a wild story.
That's crazy.
Get the peppers. Get the peppers out the back, man. I know you got them back there.
Fresh. Chop them up now. You want anything else?
Oh. Damn it, my stolen car.
That was funny, the CDs, man. We used to have a full...
A booklet of CDs.
The booklet of CDs was this big.
I still got my book.
I still got my book.
That's why,
really?
That's why our generation...
You can't get rid of the book.
I got all my books.
Mine was full of burnt CDs.
Yeah.
Nah.
Still got those too.
That's what you can tell. You can
man,
see the evolution
as a Christian
of
man, you were burning CDs.
I really struggled with that.
Yeah.
I really felt guilty
burning,
about burning.
Were you burning Christian CDs?
I never bought burning gospel music.
You wouldn't burn gospel music.
You couldn't burn gospel music.
You would steal from the
heathens.
You would steal from the heathens.
The secular people off,
Your hungry David needed some bread in the temple. And
I bought Kirk Franklin Hosanna. I burnt the Jackson 5 greatest hits. Download it all.
Dang,
that's just
but that booklet would take up your whole passenger seat.
That's
absolutely.
why our generation is good at texting and driving, because that's less distracting than your.
I had the full book
while I was driving a stick.
I had it on the dash.
Driving
a stick,
stick shift.
I started with a stick shift.
Going like this.
Did you have the booklet
I texting
and
driving
behind
so
the
deal?
I had the
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole setup.
Yeah, because you gotta pull it out. Somebody wanna look through it. Oh, it's a track
yeah.
written by. Mm-hmm. Drive. Get on yeah.
When you met you somebody,
gotta read, you got to read the lyrics every yeah. once in a while.
You met somebody, that was your first like
yeah.
assessment of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What they yeah. got,
absolutely.
How well the book is kept.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they got a book that's would, huge, but it don't. The CDs don't go all the way yeah. to the back. Why mm-hmm. do you have this book
I
would, so big?
I had the right. book, but then like I had like the Netflix top 10.
You heard the, on, in the visor. The,
on the visor.
Oh, you had the visor
the
sleeve.
The heavy rotation. Yeah. I don't want to go digging.
Yeah,
because
I had that one too, the one you put on the yeah. visor.
I lost mine because my dad, the car, like I had this, like this old 88 Chevy S10 that was like my first car, and I thought it was like my car. And then I graduated from high school, and my dad just sold the car. Like I came home one day and the car was gone. He stole it to his friend. He sold it to his friend.
Stole it to
he
his said, friend.
Yeah, no, he sold it to his friend with my CDs in it. Oh. And he was like, "Yeah, I mean, it wasn't your car."
Did you get the CDs back? Learned... Did you pull up on Subway?
No.
Be like, yeah, man, get the peppers out the
yeah,
back.
Yeah. That's such a dad move though. That I just like I came home one day and I was like, I don't have a vehicle now.
That's hilarious.
It looks like I'm gonna be paying
that's black two, parents type of stuff.
$250 a month on. my Hyundai Elantra.
Black parents be making you feel like your whole existence.
You ain't got none.
You have nothing. Like,
have nothing.
Yeah.
They taking the doors off the hinges. You yeah. can't lock the door.
Can't do that.
Ain't no privacy.
I did you a favor by bringing you into this world.
Oh yeah, I can take you out.
I did you the yeah. favor.
Man,
now it's time to recoup.
You mad at me for being?
But we asked. Like, well, hey, can you conceive me? Come on. You got to pay me back, though.
Pay your own hospital.
I want
bill.
Everything. Yo.
Oh, my God. I don't buy like, all
like
this
we
stuff.
Asked him. Like, can you conceive me, guys? You too. I like you guys together. Can y'all conceive me? Sure. You're gonna owe us, though, with interest.
That's what my dad did when I was in college. I remember I didn't have enough money, and I went to financial aid, and they were like, did the little qualifications. They're like, oh, your parents should pay. And I was like, but they're not. And they were like, the government says they should. So I told my dad, he was like, I could get you up to high school. it's like, all I can offer you is a place to live and food. I ain't nobody told you. You can go to the military.
You, go, yeah.
you can go to community college.
You can go to
but I'm not taking out no loans.
Man.
That's hilarious.
And nobody told you to go to college.
I had you in high school. Though. Middle school was a stretch. Now you want college, yeah. Get out of here, man.
Nah. Melissa's dad was taking out loans. Yeah. She had scholarships. She had a computer.
That's because he had a six-pack.
Melissa's dad?
Her daddy yeah. had a six-pack?
Man, plus 50.
But how old was he? Because dads were like 32 back then.
And you shredded. You just
like,
got
you can,
money
you
coming
have
in.
You can have a six-pack at 32.
Huh?
How old was he?
He was, when she was in college.
Maybe like 38.
No, she was, her dad is 20 years older than her.
So she dot. Was 18.
He was 38.
38?
38.
But
you
no, but
a six-pack
he didn't have it. He talked. Tony's talking about later
oh,
in
he
life.
Had it. Mm-hmm.
He had it now.
When he was past 50. He don't have it now.
He's like 70. Oh, he has it today.
He had, I'm talking about rock hard
right.
abs. Serious business.
He was washing the college money on his ass. How much you need? There you go. Put this in as the first payment, the first install.
Oh. All right, that's enough of this episode. They're only 30 minutes because Audio Boom ain't paying. Well, shoot. Oh. Don't, Greg, take that part out. But the podcast company ain't got no bread. So 30 minutes and you enjoy it. All right, we'd be talking a little bit longer on the Patreon. You would know that if you're on here. We're having a great time. These people ain't at work. I mean, they at work, but they ain't working. They like Cornelia and her job.
Yeah.
Follow the comedians Cornelia Stradwick, Dustin Nickerson, and Tony the Baker. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.